兄姐妹们平安。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
你们心里平安吗？
Are you peaceful in your heart?
如果你们翻看今天的周刊，看看今天的讲题。
If you look at today's program and look at the theme for today.
我今天的讲题是怕什么？
The title is What is there to be afraid of?
我知道这个题目听起来有点怪。
This might sound a bit strange.
因为它是被吓出来的。
Because it was, I was scared into it.
星期三的晚上。
On Wednesday night.
我临睡觉之前不知道怎么心里就不安。
Before I fell asleep, I felt that there's something wrong.
觉得我应该查一下邮箱。
So I think that I should check my email.
所以我就开了我的邮箱。
So I opened my email.
结果看见泽波的一封邮件。
And I received an email from 泽波。
他问我这个周日的讲道你打算讲什么题目
？He asked me what is your title for this week's
经文出自哪里
？What scriptures will you be using？
什么？今天这个星期该我讲道
？What I am speaking this Sunday？
日历上三月二十七号明明是一片空白。
The in my diary 27th of March is empty。
我没有做任何的记号。
I didn't do any markings at all。
怎么会轮到我讲道
？How can it be me who is speaking？
我顿时吓得瞌睡全没了。
So I was so scared I wasn't sleepy anymore.
我赶紧给泽波回邮件。
And I replied his email.
希望他能够确认这件事情。
So I hope that he can confirm this or deny it.
那个落款我写的是。
In the title.
那个落款。
I signed off in the signature.
我写的是伪经。In panic.
I signed off as 伪经 in panic.
惊慌失措的伪经。
Really frightened, waiting.
那天晚上，那一整晚我都没睡安稳。
That night I didn't sleep well.
星期四早上我起来的时候还没有收到确认的消息。
And on Thursday morning when I woke up, I didn't receive any email from him.
所以心里仍然是隐隐的恐慌。
So I was still afraid.
我一边吃早餐
，as I was eating breakfast,
一边在品味着突如其来的一个惊吓。
I was still afraid.
我心里突然意识到两件事情。
And I realized two things.
第一，我意识到。
The first thing is.
原来我很怕讲道。
Actually, I'm very afraid of speaking in a sermon.
虽然讲道对我来说也不是第一次。
Even though it's not my first time.
而且这次泽波说我不用用英文讲，我可以讲中文。
And this time, Jabba told me that I don't have to speak in English. I can speak in Mandarin.
没有语言上的这种挑战。
So I don't have any language barriers.
我自己也曾经立誓要在传讲神的话语上尽力尽责。
And I also told myself that I want to do better in sermon.
可是那个时候我才发现
But at that time then I realized
其实我从心底里很害怕讲道
Actually I'm really really afraid of speaking
怎么会这样呢
How can it be like this
第二件事情我意识到
The second thing I realized
如果这是上帝给我预定的时间
If this is the time that God gave me to prepare
他就必为我预备当讲的内容
Then he will give meThe content as well.
以我过往的经验
and in my past experience,
这些内容都是直接关乎当前的生活，也最搅动我心的话题。
The topics were always very relevant to me and very immediate in my life.
那一刻，我突然回过神来。
In that moment, I realized,
现在最搅动我的不就是这份恐惧害怕吗
？Isn't this the very thing that I'm afraid of?
所以我被这么一吓，讲题就吓出来了。
So I was frightened, and then I have my title.
上帝很幽默。
Lord is very humorous.
我先被他吓出了这个讲题之后。
First, I was scared into this title.
他才把一些经文话语赐给我。
And then he gave me some scriptures.
所以这一次我要尝试一次主题式的讲道，而不是解经式的讲道。
So this time I will have a
主题式。
A topic kind of sermon,
而不是解经的
and not an explanation of the scripture,
不是 exegesis。好，那这两个有什么差别呢
？So what is the difference between these two?
那以前我所做的都是解经式的，是详细的解读一段经文。
Previously in my sermon, I always explain a particular scripture,
专注在这段经文的意义
，concentrating on the meaning of the scripture,
透过这样的一种解经来体会。 上帝透过经文的教导。
So through the scripture we experience what God is trying to teach us.
但是主题式的讲道，它是专注一个论题。
But topical kind of sermon, we are going to focus on a theme.
从圣经中找出相关的教导。
In the Bible, we find many different kinds of
来思考这样一个专门的题目。
Of on this topic to think about this topic.
体会上帝在这个方面的一种带领。
And then experience the Lord's teaching in this.
所以今天呢，我们刚才选读的经文只是其中的一段。
So what we read earlier is just one scripture.
我们还要今天我们还要读其他很多段的经文。
And today we will read a lot more others.
讲不少的故事。
And have a little many stories.
今天要有点耐心，可能会比我平时讲的长一点。
So we will have let's have patience today. It might be a bit longer than usual.
谈到恐惧和害怕
Speaking about frightened and being scared
我想当前最惊悚人心的事件大概就属日本的这个灾难了
Probably what is the most recent thing would be the Japanese disaster
虽然已经过去快二十天了大家还在不停谈论它
Even though it is over for about 20 days but we still talk about it
3月11日
11th of May11th of March.
日本遭受了史无前例的强烈的地震和海啸。
Japan experienced the strongest ever earthquake and tsunami.
数万人死亡或者失踪。
More than 10,000 people are dead or missing.
整个的城市被摧毁。
The whole city is destroyed.
当我们读到这些报道的时候
，When we read these articles，
看到网上那些照片的时候
，And look at the photographs on the internet，
都会觉得触目惊心。
And we feel very afraid and shocked.
有个朋友告诉我
，A friend told me，
好几天晚上
，A few nights，
看完新闻后睡觉。
After she read the news and fell asleep，
觉得床都在摇晃。
She feels that the bed is moving。
但是我们感受到的恐惧，与那些亲身经历灾难的人相比
，But what we feel when we read this is very compared to what the people who actually experience it。
我想那个恐惧指数大概不及他们万分之一。
We only feel a very small percentage of what they feel。
我记得网上有一则采访。
I remember there is an interview on the internet。
一位死里逃生的生还者说。
A survivor said。
当他看见十多米高的巨浪轻易地翻过四米高的防波堤的时候。
When he saw this more than 10 meters high wave。Knocked down a building that is 4 meters high.
卷走了整栋的房屋和无数的人的时候
，and washed away with it the buildings and many people.
他说他心里惊吓到只有一个念头
，He only thought of one thing in his heart.
世界末日
，the end of the world.
然而，这些震撼你眼球的地震和海啸，并不是这场灾难的终点。
But still, the main point of this earthquake and tsunami is still not the main point of this disaster.
我们知道现在更可怕的是核泄漏的危机和核辐射的恐慌。
We know now that what is still scaring people is the possibility of radiation and a nuclear explosion.
与地震和海啸不同。
This is different from the earthquake and the tsunami.
核辐射无声无息，无影无形。
Radiation, there is no sound, no smell, and you can't see it.
核物质扩散在空气中、水中、土壤中、海洋中。
This radiation can go into the air, the water, the earth, the sea.
你看不见也摸不着
You can't see and you can't touch it
它却就在你的身边
And it's right beside you
它也不像地震后海啸
It is not like the earthquake or the tsunami
一两天就过去了
It will be over in a day
核辐射从泄漏的那一刻开始
Radiation from the moment there is a leak
分分秒秒不会停止
Every minute and every second, it doesn't stop.
目前这个无影无形的灾难仍然笼罩着日本及其邻近的地区。
Right now, this invisible danger is around the area and surrounding areas.
And 从长期和持久的角度来看，它也将波及整个地球。
And in the long term, it probably will affect the whole earth.
它所带来的恐惧不是震撼人的眼，而是深入人的心。
The terror that this brings is not what we can see, but it pierces right through our hearts.
前不久，中国媒体报道了一起死亡事件。
Not long ago, in the Chinese media, there was a death reported.
一位北京居民因害怕核辐射而食用了过量的盐，导致死亡。
As a person in Beijing thought that, being so afraid of this radiation, he ate too much salt and died.
据说这是第一起发生在日本之外，但是与这个311灾难有关的死亡。
Apparently, this is the first death that is related to the Japanese earthquake, but not in Japan.
因为听说盐里面含碘，可以帮助预防辐射核辐射引发的这个甲状腺癌症。
Because he heard that in the salt there is iodine that can prevent the radiation from taking.
所以据说这个北京城里的盐都被抢购一空了。
So a lot of salt, all the salt in Beijing has been bought.
我想这个居民大概是太害怕得癌症了。
So this person in Beijing must be so afraid of getting cancer.
但他却不知道过量的盐也会引起肾脏和心脏的衰竭。
But he didn't know that too much salt would cause his heart and to fail.
所以他竟然吃死了自己。
So he actually ate himself, ate too much salt and died.
可以说他不是死于辐射。
So we can say he didn't die of radiation.
而是死于恐惧。
But he died of fear.
这让我想起以前读过的一篇文章。
This reminds me of an article I read before.
一位医生写的。
Written by a doctor.
他说根据他多年的从医的所见所感。
He said, based on what he has seen and experienced.
他发现人最致命的杀手不是疾病，而是无知和恐惧。
He realized that the biggest killer is not various diseases, but it is ignorance.
许多人患病是因为无知。
A lot of people fall ill because of ignorance.
许多人患病之后心里惶恐。
And then when they are ill, they are afraid.
很重的思想包袱。
And they have a lot of negative thoughts.
以致影响治疗甚至过早死亡。
And this affects their treatment and they might even die earlier.
他说在他眼里吓死的比病死的多。
So he said that in his eyes, more people are scared to death than being ill and died.
我姐姐住在北京。
My sister lives in Beijing.
我打电话给她。
When I call her,
我笑问她是不是买不到盐了。
I tease her, are you not able to buy any salt?
或者是不是炒菜也拼命加盐。
Or do you add extra salt when you cook?
她哈哈大笑。
She laughed aloud.
她是一个基督徒。
She is a Christian.
她对死亡有比我还超脱的态度。
She's not very affected by death.
不过他告诉我
，But she told me，
虽然不是人人都在抢着买盐吃盐
，Although not everybody is fighting to buy salt and eating salt，
但他周围的确有不少的同事害怕而忧虑的在谈论2012。
But there are quite a few colleagues around her that are afraid and start to talk about 2012。
看电影的朋友们知道
，If you go to the movies，
2012是一部美国电影
，You will know that 2012 is an American film。
预言2012年将是世界末日。
Saying that the storyline is that 2012 is the end of the world.
一两年前这部电影在中国放映的时候
one or two years ago when this film came out in China,
大家只是当成一部刺激的灾难片娱乐一下。
Everyone went to see it.As an exciting and a disaster film.
中国的形势一片大好，别跟我说这些什么世界末日，听听玩玩还行。
China is doing so well. Nobody believes anything about the end of the world. Just listening and talking about it is fine.
可是这一次的日本地震之后
，But after this earthquake in Japan,
影片中的恐怖画面似乎不再只是科幻式的特技效果。
All these terrible and horrible images doesn't seem to only be on the movies anymore.
玩玩，可能这回玩真的。
Is it just playing? Maybe this time it's really real.
这群在经济腾飞的大都市中享受生活的年轻人
This, our generation now we have a good life and not living in poverty.
第一次似乎感到有某一种尽头将要来临
Maybe this is the first time that we feel that something bad is really going to happen.
世界末日的恐惧开始真的进入他们的心
the possibility of the end of the world starts to take effect in our hearts.
成了一个挥之不去的阴影。
And it is a shadow that remains there.
朋友们
Friends,
人有七情六欲。人有各种各样的感情。
Oh, we all have different emotions. It's very natural.
害怕在每个人的心里都有。
Fear is something that is normal.
害怕不一定只发生在极端的环境和事件中。
But fear doesn't have to happen in extreme situations.
比如说地震或海啸。
For example, earthquake or tsunamis.
日常生活点滴小事里，我们就会有害怕的经验。
In our everyday lives, we could have fear.
比如说一个噩梦。
For example, a nightmare.
害怕也不一定都是来自有声有形的事物。
We also not just afraid of those of things that have sound and we can see.
好像洪水啊，或者是大火呀。
For example, flood or fire.
更有一些无声无息的事物。
There are also things that are invisible.
好像是核辐射。
Like radiation.
会带来深入人心的恐惧。
It will bring fear into our hearts.
害怕也不一定都是为了眼前的事物。
We are not necessarily just afraid of what is right in front of us.
好像今天我得讲到。
Like today, Beijing is going to speak.
它很可能是为了那个完全还没有来到的事物。
It could be because of something that hasn't happened yet.
比如所谓的世界末日。
For example, this thing about end of the world.
害怕也不一定都表现为惊恐、慌张、手足无措。
Fear doesn't necessarily just present itself in not knowing what to do.
好像星期三晚上的那个我。
Like the me on Wednesday night.
它也会变相成为忧郁、怀疑和深藏在心里的一种焦虑。
It could turn into some kind of worry, anxiety, paranoid thinking in our hearts.
你可以问一问一些那些有重度忧郁症的或者是自闭症的人。
You can ask maybe some people who have some mental issues or autism.
朋友们
，Friends，
在我们人生或长或短的路上
，In our lives, we could live long lives or short lives.
害怕会渐渐的积淀，形成一个阴影。
But this fear could accumulate and become something, a shadow.
它或者是长年累月的笼罩你。
Maybe it affects you every day of your life.
会在某一个时候跑出来惊吓你。
Or it will appear only at a certain point in life.
今天让我们给自己一个机会。
Today, let us give ourselves a chance.
搜索一下心里的害怕。
Check this fear in our hearts.
不必是重大的。
It doesn't have to be something big.
不必是看得见的。
It doesn't have to be something that you can see.
也不必是现在的。
It doesn't have to be immediate.
不必是表象的。
It also doesn't need to be a particular issue.
一个表面上的。
Something on the surface.
我们要把这团黑影带到上帝话语的亮光里来。
We have to bring this fear to the Lord.
我们要祈求圣灵的光照、安慰和释放。
We pray for the Lord's care and that He will take care of it.
如果你喜爱读福音书的话
，If you like to read the Gospels,
你一定会发现
，You will realize,
耶稣基督常常对跟随他的人说：“不要怕。”
Jesus always says to the people who follow him, "Do not be afraid."
四福音里记载了十三次。
Four Gospels. Oh, in the four Gospels, it appears 13 times.
耶稣基督对他的门徒或者是寻求他帮助的人说：“不要怕，不要害怕，不要惧怕。”
Jesus told his followers or the people who came to seek him, "Do not be afraid. Do not fear."
此外，《使徒行传》里还有一次。
In Acts, there is also one more time.
主在使徒保罗的梦中对他说：“不要怕。”
Jesus told Paul in his dreams, "Do not be afraid."
而在旧约圣经里
，and in the Old Testament,
不要害怕，不要惧怕这样的经文就更多了。
Do not be afraid, do not fear. There are even more of it in there.
上帝经常对他所拣选的先知说：“不要怕。”
The Lord always tells the prophets that He picks, "Do not be afraid."
他也经常透过这些先知的口，向属他的子民说，不要怕。
And through these prophets, He also speaks to the people, to His people, "Do not be afraid."
旧约三十九卷书。
In the 39 books in the Old Testament,
这样的例子加起来总共 不少于五十次。
There are at least about 50 times of this kind of situation.
今天我们就主要的来选读圣旧新约圣经基督里的教导。
So our, that is our theme for today.
同时也参考一些旧约里的经文。
And also look at some of the old scriptures in the Old Testament.
愿主基督的话亲自的来照亮我们。
May the Lord's words shine on us.
我们要看的第一段经文。
The first scripture we're going to see.
哦，没有没有，还没有。好，对不起。这个。新约的经文可能麻烦大家要翻圣经了，但是我集中选在路加福音，第一个是在马可福音，所以麻烦大家翻，因为太多这个 PowerPoint 很不方便。
Because we are looking at so many scriptures, those that are in the New Testament, we will ask you to flip to it through in the Bible, but they're mainly based in Luke.
好，我们先看第一段经文，在马可福音六章四十七节到五十一节。
So the first one is in Mark chapter 6, 47.
好，先听我用中文来念。到了晚上，船在海中，耶稣独自在岸上，看见门徒因风不顺，摇橹甚苦。夜里约有四更天，就在海面上走，往他们那里去，意思要走过他们去。但门徒看见他在海面上走，以为是鬼怪，就喊叫起来，因为他们都看见了他，且甚惊慌。耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。于是到他们那里上了船，风就住了，他们心里十分惊奇。
In Mark chapter 6, verse 47 to 51, when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, he came towards them early in the morning, walking on the sea. He intended to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid.Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were utterly astounded.
这段经文记载在五饼二鱼的神迹之后。
This verse came after the miracle of the five bread.
我们知道五饼二鱼是很出名的一个神迹。
The miracle of the five bread and two fish is a very famous one.
耶稣基督用五个饼两条鱼喂饱了五千多人。
Jesus fed 5,000 over people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
那天晚上
，That night，
耶稣叫他的门徒先摇船到加利利海的对岸。
Jesus asked his followers to go out, his disciples to go across to Galilee in a boat.
他自己呢，则是退到山上祷告去了。
And he himself retreated into the mountains to pray.
夜里，他看见门徒在风浪中艰难地划船。
In the night, he saw that his disciples were having problems at sea.
于是，他要走到他们那里去。
So he walked to them.
可是门徒在黑夜里与风浪搏斗已经很惊险了。
But his disciples in the night and in the waves, they were already very afraid.
突然又看见一个人影竟然在海面上行走。
And then they even saw somebody walking on the waves.
以为见了鬼了。
So they thought they saw a ghost.
就越发惊慌。
So they became even more afraid.
叫喊起来。
And they shouted.
这时耶稣连忙对他们说。
And then at this time, Jesus told them,
不要怕，是我。
Do not be afraid, it is I.
这些门徒中虽然有好几个都是非常有经验的渔夫。
Even though among his disciples there are a few of them who are experienced fishermen.
相信他们一定身体强壮。
And we expect them to be quite healthy.
但是在大风大浪的黑夜里，他们仍然是害怕的。
But in the dark and in the wind and in the waves, they are still afraid.
他们就像一个普通人，甚至小孩子，会怕黑，会怕鬼。
They are just like a normal person or even a little child will be afraid of the dark, afraid of ghosts.
耶稣看见他们的艰难。
Jesus saw their difficulties.
想要走过去帮助他们。
And he wanted to walk over to help them.
这些门徒刚刚经历过五饼二鱼的神迹。
These disciples just experienced
the, 但却并没有
These disciples just experienced the miracle of 5 bread and 2 fish.
但是他们却并没有从中完全领会耶稣基督的能力。
But they didn't really understand the power of God.
所以以致他们看见这个踏水而来的耶稣的时候，
So when they saw Jesus walking on the water,
没有能够首先认出这是主。
They couldn't immediately recognize that it is him.
反而以为是见了鬼。
But they thought that, oh, it's a ghost.
当听见他们惊慌的喊叫。
But Jesus heard their shouts.
耶稣完全了解他们为什么害怕。
And he understood completely why they were afraid.
他没有责备他们。
He didn't scold them.
也没有任由他们的侥幸来惊吓他们。
Or he didn't take advantage of their fear.
而是连忙说。
But he was merciful and said,
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
你们放心，是我。
Don't worry, it's me.
耶稣上了船。
When Jesus got on the boat,
风浪就停息了。
The storm passed.
门徒心里的惊慌变成了惊奇。
And the fear in the disciples' hearts became surprise.
你是一个普通人吗？
Are you a normal person?
怕黑。
Are you afraid of the dark?
怕鬼。
Of ghosts?
怕生活中的大风大浪。
Of the storms in life?
愿你走进这个故事。
May you walk into this story.
体会主时刻关注你的眼光。
And experience what Jesus, that Jesus is always taking care of us.
和他随时准备帮助你的心意。
And how he is always ready to help us.
愿主踏着你所惧怕的风浪。
May Jesus walk into your storm.
走进你的心里。
And into your heart.
将你的惊慌变为惊奇。
To change your fear into surprise.
愿你亲自听见他的安慰。
So that you can hear his comfort personally.
不要怕，放心，是我。
Do not be afraid. Don't worry, it is me.
第二段经文，我们看路加福音。
The second scripture we're looking at, Luke.
十二章三十二到三十四节。
Chapter 12, verses 32 to 34.
同样，我先来读。你们这小群，不要惧怕，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。你们要变卖所有的周济人，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝在天上，就是贼不能进，虫不能住的地方。因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在哪里。
In Luke chapter 12, verses 32 to 34, Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourself that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
这三节经文，你知道它的上文是什么吗？
Do you know what comes before these scriptures?
你看一看你就知道了，是我们很熟悉的一段经文，不要忧虑。
Look at it and you will realize that it is something very familiar. Do not be afraid.
在它前面22到31节，耶稣对门徒说，不要忧虑吃什么，穿什么。
In the previous verses, Jesus told his disciples, Do not worry about what you eat or what you wear.
你们日用的需要，天父都知道。
What you need for everyday life,
只要先求他的国。
Seek first his kingdom.
这些需要都必加给你们。
And everything else will come to you.
紧接着耶稣才说。
And then immediately after, Jesus said,
不要惧怕，因为父乐意把国赐给你们。
Do not be afraid, because the Lord is willing to give you treasure.
很多人以为
A lot of people think
做基督徒就是要做苦行僧
that being a Christian is very difficult.
我爸爸就这么想的。
My dad thinks like this.
所以曾经对我信基督是一百个不满，一千个不屑。
So when I accepted Christ, he was not happy and not satisfied at all.
可能基督徒中间也有人会认为
Maybe among us Christians, there might be some of us who think
相信有神就好。
Believe that there is a God, that's enough.
不要像泽波那样投入那么多，贴时间，贴精力，还贴进去不少钱。
Don't be like Jabba, go and invest so much time and energy and probably a lot of money as well.
人要活着，怎能不顾自己的吃穿呢？
We need to live. How can we not think about what we eat and what we wear?
变卖一切。
Sell everything.
跟着耶稣做苦行僧。
Follow Jesus.
我可不敢。
I don't think so.
我也不干。
I don't want to.
希望没说中你。
Hope that I didn't say what you think.
其实我想告诉你。
Actually, what I want to tell you.
你听错了。
You heard wrongly.
所以你也怕错了。
That's why you fear wrongly.
耶稣告诉他的门徒。
Jesus told his disciples.
不只是吃的和穿的，天父必要加给你。
Not just what you eat and what you wear, the Lord will give you.
而且他是乐意把国都赐给你。
But he will also give you treasures in the kingdom.
不要怕，没有吃，没有穿。
Do not be afraid that there is nothing to eat or nothing to wear.
这些恐惧担忧太无谓了。
These are little worries.
连一朵花，一只鸟，天上的天父都看顾。
Even a little flower or a little bird, the Lord takes care. Even more so, you.
地上的父亲尚且知道把好东西留给孩子。
On earth, we know that all the parents give their children things.
神的儿女啊
，Even more so, you are God's children.
天父岂不愿把最好的给你吗
？The Lord will give you the best.
基督是王。
Christian is.
基督是王。
Oh, sorry. The Lord is God.
而不是乞丐。
He's not a beggar.
基督的门徒啊。
Christians.
主愿把他的国给你，好使你与他一同作王。
Will get his inheritance, and that you can be the God with him, prince with him.
你怕什么
？So what do you have to be afraid of?
今天我敢站在这里做见证。
Today I stand here and give my testimony.
这些话都是真的。
All these words are true.
连我的爸爸现在都不得不惊奇。
Even my dad, he cannot help but be surprised.
六年了。
Six years.
我为读神学的缘故，没有工作，没有收入。
Because of my studies, I have not been working. I have no income.
可是我从来不缺吃缺穿。
But I have not had enough to eat or wear.
反倒是满世界跑。
And instead, I run all over the world.
读过最贵的学校。
And study at the most expensive schools.
住过最舒适的公寓。
And stay at the best places.
为了讲道的需要，甚至上帝还让我有过一辆车。
Because of to speak at a sermon, God even gave me a car.
那在美国的时候，开着可爽。
That was in America. It was so comfortable.
更令他们不解的是。
And what that they couldn't understand.
他们总是替我担心的要死。
My parents always worry about me.
我却好像不怎么害怕。
But I don't seem to be afraid.
我在这里不是讲这个物质的炫耀。
I'm not boasting about my material.
是要向你见证。
But I want to tell you.
上帝的这些应许一句都不落空。
The promises that God makes will come true.
他说不要惧怕。
He says, "Do not be afraid."
你就是变卖了所有的，你也不用怕。
Even if you sell everything, you do not have to be afraid.
因为我来是要赐生命。
Because the Lord is here to give us life.
并且赐得更丰盛。
And He will give us even more.
超过你所求所想。
Even more than you can imagine or you can expect.
第三段经文，我们看路加福音的第八章49-56。
In the third part, we will look at.
第八章，路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8:49-56.
49-56。还说话的时候，有人从管会堂的家里来说：“你的女儿死了，不要劳动夫子。”耶稣听见，就对他说：“不要怕，只要信，你的女儿就必得救。”耶稣到了他的家，除了彼得、约翰、雅各和女儿的母亲，不许别人同他进去。众人都为这女儿哀哭捶胸。耶稣说：“不要哭，她不是死了，是睡着了。”他们晓得女儿已经死了，就嗤笑耶稣。耶稣拉着她的手，呼叫说：“女儿，起来吧！”她的灵魂便回来，就立刻起来了。耶稣吩咐给他东西吃，他的父母惊奇得很。
In Luke chapter 8, verses 49 to 56, while he was still speaking, someone came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher any longer." When Jesus heard this, he replied, "Do not fear. Only believe, and she will be saved." When he came to the house, he did not allow anyone to enter with him, except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. They were all weeping and wailing for her. But he said, "Do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and called out, "Child, get up." Her spirit returned, and she got up at once. Then he directed them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astounded, but he ordered them to tell no one what had happened.
这个故事相信基督徒朋友都很不陌生。
This story, probably many of us are not familiar with it.
都不陌生。
Not familiar with it.Oh, sorry, very familiar with it.
他讲的是一个名叫雅鲁的会堂管理员。
In this story, it is a person...
叫雅鲁，我不知道他英文字。好，那没关系，这个管会堂的人呢，他恳求耶稣去医治他病重的女儿。
This leader went to look for Jesus to ask him to heal his daughter.
他的女儿才十二岁。
His daughter is only 12 years old.
可是刚走到半路呢，就有人匆匆地赶来告诉他。
But while he was only on his way to Jesus, somebody came to tell him,
你的女儿已经死了，没希望了。
Your daughter is dead, there's no hope.
不用再麻烦耶稣跑远路了。
So don't need to bother Jesus and make him come a long way.
可是耶稣立刻对他说
But Jesus told him,
不要怕，只要信。
Do not be afraid, just believe.
你的女儿必然得救。
And your daughter will be saved.
结果当然是耶稣使这个死去的女孩子死里复活。
And of course, Jesus resurrected this little girl who died.
在四本福音书里记载过三次耶稣使死人复活的奇迹。
In the four Gospels, there are three incidents where God resurrected a dead person.
但只有这一次，耶稣说不要怕。
But only this time, Jesus said, "Do not be afraid."
为什么呢
？Why?
我们比较一下，就看见只有在这个故事里。
Let us compare, and we will see that in this story,
这位向耶稣求助的人被其他的人劝阻。
This is the only time where the person who is coming to seek help from God is being discouraged by other people to stop.
叫他不要再来劳烦耶稣。
Other people are asking him not to go and bother Jesus.
这样的劝阻里头含着某种责备。
So there are a kind of hidden meaning in there.
事情明摆着没希望了。
There is no hope.
你还想做突然的尝试吗
？So why do you want to do something that will not work?
别再固执了吧。
Don't be stubborn.
人死就死了。
People is dead.
别再麻烦人了。
So don't bother other people.
如果你有过类似的经历的话。
If you have a similar experience,
不一定是死人的经历、啊、
not necessarily somebody who died,
你就会明白人在这个时候的一种害怕。
You will understand the fear that we can have at this time.
事情已经糟糕到了极点。
And a problem is very, very bad until extreme.
心里已经够伤心绝望了。
In your heart, you are upset and disappointed.
可就是绝望之中仍不愿放弃的这一线希望。
But even in this, you do not want to give up that little hope.
极度悲伤之中仍想做的一点尝试。
In the deepest sorrow, you want to try just one last time.
还要被人拦阻和责备。
And then you are stopped by somebody and even scolded.
我想这位丧失了爱女、惊恐绝望的父亲
，This leader who lost his daughter，
一定是有口难言
，is very very upset.
既不愿放弃唯一的一线希望
，but he didn't want to give up anything.
又面对众人的指责而感到惧怕
，so he is just afraid.
耶稣全然明白他难以言表的心情。
But Jesus understood completely what he was feeling.
所以不等他开口。
So he didn't wait for him to open his mouth.
耶稣立刻给予他安慰、鼓励和应许。
And Jesus gave him consolation and a promise.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
只要信。
Just believe.
你的女儿必然得救。
And your daughter will be saved.
他既不让绝望本身，也不让周围人的言语成为可怕的拦阻。
He didn't want the discouragement from the people around us to be a barrier.
使任何向他求助的人退缩放弃。
A barrier for the people who want to come to him to look for help.
以致转身不敢再去寻求主的大能。
Didn't want to discourage them to turn. Didn't want them to turn around and not look, ask Jesus for help anymore.
这一句安慰、鼓励和应许。
So this promise and this encouragement.
多么及时啊
！It just comes right on time.
看似毫无指望的时候
，when it looks like there is no hope.
当无人理解、人言可畏的时候
，when nobody else understands.
我们最想听见的不正是这样一句安慰？鼓励和应许吗
？Isn't that exactly what we want to hear?
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
只要信。
Just believe.
第四个故事。
The fourth story.
故事快讲完了。
It's almost finished.
是啊，经文的部分啊。
It's in the scriptures.
路加福音五章一到十一节。
In Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11.
耶稣站在格尼拉色拉撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听上帝的道。讲完了啊，二到三节可以跳过去。讲完了，对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助，他们就来，把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。西门彼得看见，就伏伏在耶稣脚膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼，他的伙伴西庇太的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。路加五章一到十一。
In Luke chapter 5, verse 1, once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God. And we move on to verse 4 onwards until 11. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. When they came and filled both boats, so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him.
这段经文我上次讲到就提过。
I mentioned the scripture before in my previous.
是我非常喜欢的一段。
It is something I like very much.
一讲这个故事，我们通常就说是得人如得鱼的那个故事。
Every time we talk about this story, we say that it's fishing for men.
但是我却宁愿给它另一个小标题。
But I want to give it a little another title.
叫做罪人得人。
It is called sinful people saving people.
耶稣在格尼撒勒湖边讲道。
Jesus was speaking at this place.
西门彼得是个渔夫。
Simon Peter is a fisherman.
他的船被临时征用了。
His boat is
被耶稣拿来用了，暂时
做讲台了。Has been taken by Jesus.
讲完了道。
When he finished speaking,
耶稣又为这几个渔夫行了个神迹。
Jesus performed a miracle for them.
他们得着许多鱼。
So that they have a lot of fish.
这本来是多么好的一件事啊。
This is something that is so great.
听了道还得了鱼。
You heard a sermon and then you got fish.
可是西门彼得却吓坏了。
But Simon Peter was frightened.
他跪在耶稣的面前。
He kneeled before Jesus.
求他离开。
And asked him to leave.
因为他惊觉自己是一个罪人。
Because he felt that he himself was a sinner.
他的惊慌害怕就像旧约里的许多先知一样。
His fear is very similar to a lot of prophets in the Old Testament.
当神亲自向他们显现的时候
when the Lord appeared to them personally.
当神亲自发声对他们说话的时候
when the Lord spoke to them.
或者当神的使者真正站在他们面前传达神的呼召的时候
or when the Lord or angel stand before them and told them something.
这些被召选的先知都害怕极了。
The selected prophets were really afraid.
经文经常用的描述是他们稀弱如水。
The description that the Bible usually uses is that they were so afraid and that they were shivering.
伏伏在地不能抬头。
And then they fell onto the ground and couldn't lift their heads.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为当真正与神相遇的时候，
Because when you really have an experience with the Lord,
人才会真正认识自己。
Then you will recognize yourself.
认识自己的本来面目。
And recognize your real face.
并且发现所有的真相都不能掩藏。
And realize that there is nothing that you can hide.
人会突然发现。
You will suddenly realize
自己不过是个污秽又软弱的罪人。
That you are just a tiny and a sinner.
在圣洁的上帝面前。
And in front of the pure God.
在有权柄审判罪恶的主的面前。
In front of such a powerful God.
是完全站立不住的。
You cannot stand at all.
这个真相太可怕了。
This truth is too scary.
正如先知以赛亚的惊呼。
Just like Prophet Isaiah.
祸灾我灭亡了。
Oh no, I'm gonna be dead.
因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
Because I do not speak clean, and I live among people who are not clean.
又因我眼见大君王，万军之耶和华。
And then my eyes saw the great God.
这个时候的西门彼得。
At this time, Simon Peter.
他听了耶稣的教导。
He heard Jesus' teaching.
看了耶稣奇妙的作为。
He saw the miracle.
他终于惊慌地发觉。
And then he realized.
这就是永生上帝站在自己面前。
This is the God that is standing in front of you.
那一刻，他的自我认识全然改变了。
And then his self-awareness changed completely.
以前所有的自信都垮掉了。
And all his confidence.
他知道自己根本不配。
Left him, and he knew that he was not worthy.
不够面对主耶稣基督。
And he couldn't face the Lord.
所以他害怕求耶稣离开。
So he was afraid and asked the Lord to leave him.
然而耶稣对他说。
But Jesus told him.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
从今以后你要得人。
From today you will fish for men. Sorry, you will get men.
耶稣是说不要怕我的惩罚吗？
Is Jesus saying, do not be afraid of my punishment?
是我想。
I think so.
我想他是要安慰彼得。
I think he wants to console Peter.
不要害怕，我会惩罚你。
Do not be afraid that I will punish you.
但是我想，这背后更重要的声音是。
But I think the more important message behind this.
不要害怕你自己的真相。
Do not be afraid of yourself.
我知道你是个罪人。
I know you are a sinner.
我知道你软弱。
I know you are weak.
我也终于，你也终于能认识自己的真相。
And finally, you realize that yourself.
但是不要怕。
But do not be afraid.
即使你是个罪人。
Even if you are a sinner.
我也会让你经历更大的奇迹。
I will let you experience an even greater miracle.
不是只得几条鱼。
Not just a few fish.
而是从今往后你要得着人心了。
But from now on you will save people.
罪人得人。
Sinners, a sinner saving other people.
这是怎样一个鼓励和应许啊？
How great an encouragement and promise this is.
还有什么比这样的一句不要怕更能重新建立一个人的自信和希望？
What else can help us to rebuild our confidence and hope?
而且这个重新建立起来的自信是能够完全面对自己的真相的。
And this new hope that builds us up will be able to give us the strength to face ourselves.
这个希望也是更大的。
And this hope is even greater.
难怪听了耶稣的话。
No wonder after listening to what Jesus said.
彼得不是离开了耶稣。
Peter did not leave Jesus.
而是撇下一切跟随了耶稣。
But he left everything and followed Jesus.
还有其他的例子，真的没有时间再讲了。
There are many other examples, but we do not have time.
在我们刚才读过的这些故事里
，From what we read just now,
朋友们
，Friends,
你有没有看见自己的影子
？Have you seen a shadow of yourself?
有没有一个或者几个 Is
there one or a few examples where you might have experienced it before?
你怕黑怕鬼吗？
Are you afraid of the dark or ghosts?
你怕生活的风浪和艰难吗？
Are you afraid of the storms of life?
你怕经济的危机，衣食没有着落吗？
Are you afraid of financial security and not having a roof or food?
你害怕做基督徒就要变成苦行僧吗？
Are you afraid that being a Christian will mean that you have to give up a lot of things?
你害怕家人或者自己生病甚至死亡吗？
Are you afraid of your family or yourself falling ill or even death?
你怕看见自己已经没有希望的绝境了吗？
Are you afraid of looking at yourself and seeing no hope?
你害怕周围人的议论吗？
Are you afraid of people's opinion?
你害怕惩罚吗？
Are you afraid of punishment?
你害怕自己吗？
Are you afraid of yourself?
你害怕面对真相吗？
Are you afraid of facing the truth?
你害怕彻底的失去信心和希望吗？
Are you afraid of totally losing your confidence and hope?
害怕的人。
Those who are afraid.
你听见主耶稣的声音了吗？
Have you heard Jesus' voice?
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
是我。
It is me.
只要信。
Just believe.
你必得救。
And you will be safe.
天父乐意把国都赐给你。
The Lord is willing to give us treasure in heaven.
从今以后你要得人了。
From today onwards, you will look for men.
主在我们的风浪中。
The Lord, in our storms in life.
困乏中。
In our difficult
绝望中。
In our helplessness,
人际压力中
in our pressures,
和自信的全然丧失中
in the loss of all our confidence,
都对我们说
he tells us,
不要怕
do not be afraid.
他的这句话
this sentence,
不仅是安慰和鼓励
not just encourages and consoles us,
更是应许
but it is a promise.
他所应许的
what he promises,
或是当下或是后来都必然实现
It may be now or it may be later, but it will come true.
这些宝贵的应许
These precious promises,
抓住它吧
You have to hold them tight.
然而信了耶稣有了他的应许我们就天不怕地不怕了吗
Still, just because we are Christians and we believe in God and we have these promises, does it mean that we do not have to be afraid of the heaven or the earth?
哇看了刚才那些故事现在好像大无畏了
After all the stories, we are invincible.
什么都敢做了
Everything we can do.
是吗
Is that true?
基督徒的话
If you are a Christian,
你就知道
you will know,
我们是一群长存敬畏长存畏惧在心里的一群人
We are a group of people who have fear in our hearts
你们当然知道我在说什么
You will know what I'm talking about
我说的是对上帝的敬畏
It is the fear of the Lord
我们不是天不怕地不怕
We are not invincible and not afraid of anything
相反我们敬天畏地
Of totally opposite, we are afraid and respect the heavens.
因为我们敬畏这位造天地的主宰。
Because we fear the Lord who created this earth.
虽然我们在主里是有敬畏的。
Even though we have fear in Lord,
这种敬畏不是像我刚才提的那种害怕，使我们远离主。
This fear is not the type of fear that we talked about earlier that will cause us to leave the Lord.
这种敬畏是让我们的心里聆听他的教导，遵行他的命令。
This kind of fear will help us to listen to him and to obey his commands.
所以我们是一群有所不为的人。
So that we have purpose and direction.
我们不是什么都做。
It's not that we can do everything.
我们有所不为。
But we know what we want to do.
那些诫命和有人看这种紧箍咒啊，就是做基督徒的紧箍咒。
Some people look at these commands as restrictions.
在我们心里是一种敬畏的冠冕。
But in our hearts, it is respect.
这个我们今天不谈了。
We shall not talk about this today.
但是我想谈一谈这个敬畏里头的几点含义。
But let's talk about a bit of this fear of the Lord.
可能是我们有的时候会忽略的。
Maybe it is something that we neglect.
这些经文都出自旧约，我们请泽波来放这些经文。
These verses we're going to look at are in the Old Testament, and it's shown on the screen.
第一篇，我们先看。
The first one.
的经文我们看到两篇一个是传道书三章十一到十四节，第二个是马拉基书二章五节。因为有这个经文我就不读了，节省时间。
So in we have two scriptures here, Ecclesiastes of chapter 3 verse 11 and 14 and Malachi chapter 2 verse 5. We're not going to read it because it's on the screen.
我们看见一件很有意思的事情。
But there is something very interesting here.
我们以为敬畏是我们自己发出来的是吗？
We think that fear is what comes out of us.
不是。
But it is not.
它最开始是上帝赐给我们的。
At the very beginning, it is what the Lord gave us.
我们心里啊、
He put it in our hearts.
他将永生放在我们心里。
He put eternal life in our hearts.
他将奥秘放在我们心里。
He put
mystery
in our hearts.
因为他说上帝的作为至始至终人不能参透。
Because he says that what the Lord does, man cannot understand.
他把生命的约和平安的约赐给我们。
He gave us life and peace.
好使我们存敬畏的心。
So that we can have a fear of the Lord.
他有意做这些事情，好使我们心里有敬畏。
He did all this so that we can have fear and respect in our hearts.
敬畏是从他来的。
So this fear of Lord is from him.
好。下面的两段经文，两片都可以放出来。
The next two scriptures.
有两节是从生命记出来的，有两节是从箴言出来的。我给你们大概一点时间，稍微看一下这些经文。
The two verses from Deuteronomy, and two verses from Proverbs.
这些里面我们看见什么
？What do we see in there?
我们以为敬畏带来的是惩罚。
We think that with fear comes punishment.
不是，上帝说你的敬畏是带着应许的。
The Lord says that with your fear comes promises.
你敬畏我，你的子孙永远得福。
You fear me and your generations will be blessed.
你遵行我的律例，敬畏我，你要常得好处，得蒙保全生命。
You fear me and you will have, you will be blessed and you will have a life.
你敬畏我，你就有依靠，有避难所，有生命的泉源，可以离开死亡的网罗。
Fear me, and you have a place to take comfort, a place for safety, and you will be blessed.
你有敬畏，你就得着生命，恒久知足，不遭祸患。
You have fear of the Lord, and you have secure and no harm.
敬畏带来的不是压抑，是应许。
What comes with fear is not pressure, but it is promises.
那为什么我们叫它敬畏呢？
So why do we call it fear?
什么东西让我们畏惧呢？
What is it that causes us to fear?
下面两节，两片这个 PowerPoint.
The next two slides.
上帝说，
The Lord says,
敬畏带来应许，不敬畏就会带来恶果。
Fear of the Lord brings promises, but if you do not fear, there are severe consequences.
这里的恶果有两种。
There are two kinds of bad consequences.
一种上帝说是我加给你的。
One is what the Lord gives you.
我们看到他说，你若不遵行，不谨守遵行，你不敬畏耶和华你的名的话，他就必将奇灾，将大灾重病加在你的身上。
He said that if you do not follow him, he will put a lot of disasters and illnesses onto you.
我会按照我所拟定的来除灭你。按照我自己的计划来除灭你。
I will destroy you based on my plan.
我必要临近你施行审判。
I will put you through judgment.
还有一种呢，是你自己加给你自己的。
And another type is what you brought to yourself.
他说你自己的恶必惩治你。
Your own evilness will punish you.
你背道的事必责备你。
And your apostasies will convict you.
你只要不跟着我，其实是恶事，是苦事临在你自己身上。
If you do not follow me, you will just suffer, and you will suffer.
这是敬畏我想提到的。从上帝而来的，带着应许， 但是不敬畏会有什么样的结果。
So this is the fear of the Lord. It comes from above, and if there is fear of the Lord, there will be promises, but if you do not fear the Lord, there will be consequences.
不过我想声明一点。
But let us state a point.
我在这里不是想要影射说这个地震海啸是上帝对日本的惩罚。
I'm not saying that the earthquake and the tsunami is punishment from God.
因为是否是惩罚只有上帝能说。
Because whether or not it is a punishment, only the Lord will know.
任何人无权也无能代替上帝来下判语。
Everyone else cannot and must not speak for the Lord.
但是有一件事我可以说。
But there is one thing I can say.
即使这样的奇灾，
Even in this disaster,
对有些愚昧无知和顽梗狂妄的人来讲，他还是不会学会敬畏。
For those that are ignorant and stubborn, they will still not learn how to fear the Lord.
圣经给过我们一个很极端的例子。
The Bible gives us a very extreme example.
听我读就好，是以赛亚书22:12-14。你找一下，以赛亚书22:12-14。他说，当那日，主万军之耶和华叫人哭泣哀嚎，头上光秃，身披麻布。谁知人的欢喜快乐，宰牛杀羊，吃肉喝酒，说我们吃喝吧，因为明天要死了。万军之耶和华亲自漠视我说，这罪孽直到你们死断不足赦免。这是主万军之耶和华说的。
So Isaiah chapter 22 verse 12-14. In that day the Lord God of hosts called to weeping and mourning, to baldness and putting on sackcloth, but instead there was joy and festivity, killing oxen and slaughtering sheep, eating meat and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. The Lord of hosts has revealed himself in my ears. Surely this iniquity will not be forgiven you until you die, says the Lord God of hosts.
当上帝已经借先知的口宣告这种大审判、大灾难来临的时候，
When the Lord, through the prophets, talked about this coming of the end of the world,
这些人仍然不惧怕。
This man was still not afraid.
他们说让我们吃喝快乐吧，反正要死了。
They said, let us eat and be merry. Anyway, we're going to die.
无独有偶啊，历史惊人的相似。
There must be some people that are similar to this.
我就是这两天讲到准备讲章的时候，我看见网上啊，这个亚洲交友中心的这个 blog 上面有这样的一个人写了一句话。
In the last few days when I was preparing this sermon, I saw online on a blog.
他说这个日本的灾难。
Somebody wrote that this disaster in Japan.
好恐怖的画面啊！
Oh, how scary and horrible.
一会儿说是 8.9, 一会儿是 8.4.
One moment it is an 8.9 earthquake, another moment it is 8.4.
地震几级其实不重要，看画面就已经足够惊心动魄了。
Actually, exactly how large an earthquake it is not important. Just looking at the images are enough.
咱们该吃吃啊，该喝喝啊。
Let us eat, drink, and make merry.
你去查亚洲交友中心的这个 blog.
You can go and check it out. A blog.
我不知道这个人听过福音，听看过圣经没有。
I don't know if this person has looked at the gospel and before.
我不敢确定这个人他是从这个以赛亚书里头找到的灵感。
And I cannot say whether he got this inspiration from Isaiah.
但是这种事情不奇怪。
But this.These are not,
你知道有些人他在这个惧怕里走不出来的时候，
Some people when they cannot walk out of this fear,
走到尽头也不想转身回头的时候，
They walk to the end and they still do not want to turn around.
极致带来的是什么？
What happens then?
是一种变相变态，对不对？
It is something that is totally different.
一种恐惧会变成一种极度的无所畏惧。
Great fear will become
什么都无所谓了。
Something that you just don't care about anything.
及时行乐好了。
Great indifference. Just do anything will do. Just make fun.
我从他的该吃吃该喝喝里面。
From his last sentence where he said to make merry.
我读出来的是那种已经无法解脱的一种绝望的惧怕和困境。
What I read is something like hopelessness and that he's just giving up.
好吧，我们故事就讲到这里。
Okay, let our story end here.
让我们最后做一个总结。
And let us make a little summary.
到底该怕什么？
So what should we be afraid of?
到底不该怕什么？
And what should we not be afraid of?
主耶稣。
Jesus
已经亲口告诉我们
already told us personally.
就是我们开始读的那节经文
which is what we read at the beginning.
所以你们不要怕
So do not be afraid.
马太福音十章
Matthew chapter 10 verse 26.
因为掩盖的事没有不露出来的
Sorry.
对不起我先读吧，因为掩盖的事没有不露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的。我在暗中告诉你们的，你们要在明处说出来；你们耳中所听的，要在房上宣扬出来。那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们；唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？若是你们的父不许，一个也不能掉在地上。就是你们的头发也都被数过了，所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。凡在人面前认我的，我在天上的父面前必认他；凡在人面前不认我的，我在天上的父面前也必不认他。
In Matthew chapter 10, verses 26 to 33, So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell.Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I will also deny before my father in heaven.
当我们还在不断地为日本的灾民祷告的时候
Well, we are still praying for the victims in Japan.
我们生活中其实也常常在为家人或朋友他们受到惊吓我们为他们祷告
Let us also remember those around us who are affected by our everyday life.
希望我们今天听完这场道之后
And pray that after we hear this,
我们明白应当真正怎样替他们祷告
We can understand exactly how to pray for them.
我们要求的是什么？
What do we need to ask for?
我们要怎样去安慰他们？
How should we console them?
鼓励他们？
Encourage them?
让他们看见盼望？
And let them see the hope.
是要救那生命吗？
Is it to save his life?
还是生命、身体和灵魂都要拯救？
Or is it soul and life?
是要怕那能杀身体的吗
Do we have to fear what can kill our bodies?
还是唯有那能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱的才可怕
Or should we be afraid of what can banish us, our soul and body, to hell?
如果没有这场灾难
If this disaster doesn't happen,
这些人不死吗
These people will not die?
现在不死
Maybe now they will not die.
十年、二十年、五十年之后
But 10, 20, 50 years later,
一样的结局
It is the same outcome.
若不得救
If there is no salvation,
身体迟早要死的
Our body will die.
但是若灵魂得救了
But our soul will be saved.
身体和灵魂要一同在天上与基督同坐
Our body and soul will be together with Jesus in heaven.
我们悲痛的是那些死了身体的人吗他们身体死亡，我们很悲痛吗
？For those that lost their lives, we are upset.
是，真的很悲痛。
Yes, it is very upsetting.
但是要告诉他们。
But we have to tell them.
那只能杀身体的，不要怕。
What can only kill our bodies? Do not be afraid of.
身体和灵魂若都死了，那才可怕呢。
But if body and soul are both dead, then that is scary.
让我们祈求这样的得救。
Let us pray for this salvation.
完全的得救。
Total salvation.
还有最后两句末了的话。
And finally, last two sentences.
想知道我的恐慌怎么过去的吗
？Do you want to know how I overcame my fear?
圣经里还有一句很有名的话。
In the Bible, there is still one more very famous verse.
爱里没有惧怕。
In love, there is no fear.
爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。
Love is total and it will take away fear.
因为惧怕里含着刑罚。
Because in fear, there is punishment.
惧怕在人的爱里未得完全。
But in fear, in love, there is no fear.
就是约翰一书四章十八节。
This is in 1 John verse 4, chapter 4, verse 18.
当我们了解惧怕的缘由，
When we understand the source of fear,
也知道主的应许叫我们不要惧怕。
And we know the Lord's promise.
很多时候我们是知道却做不出来。
Many times we know but we can't do it.
就像我星期三晚上我就做不到。
Just like me on Wednesday night, I couldn't do anything.
但是星期四的晚上我做到了。
But on Thursday evening, I couldn't.
什么缘故？
What was the reason?
爱的缘故。
Love.
不是我的爱。
Not my love.
是别人的爱。
But other people's love.
第一。
Firstly.
当我跟泽波和陈传道讲到这件事情的时候
When I spoke to Chapo and Pastor Yan
我意识到这完全是我的疏忽
I knew that this was my carelessness
我真的疏忽把这么重要的一件事给忘了
I was so careless I forgot about this that I'm speaking
可是他们没责备我
But they didn't scold me
他们只写 email 说我们为你祷告
They just sent email and tell me I will pray for you
那一刻我的惧怕已经少了一半了
But in that moment,
我知道我可以来讲
In that moment I lost half of my fear I knew I could do it
还有一半怎么去掉的呢
So what about the other half?
是你们
It was you
因为当我想讲的时候我不一定有东西啊我还有一天的时间我写不出稿来怎么办
Because I didn't know what I wanted to do what I wanted to write and if I couldn't write anything then how?
我还是很担心我讲错讲砸了呀
I was also worried I would say something wrongly or
可是突然我记起来了
But suddenly I remember
每一次我做的不好的时候
Every time I didn't do well
其实不管我做的好不好
Actually it doesn't matter whether I did it well or not
带领查经也好
Whether it is leading Bible study
讲道也好
Or speaking in a sermon
领崇拜也好
Leading worship
甚至在那乱七八糟的翻译讲唱也好翻译给别人翻译也好
Or doing translation
我都之后我都收到一些会众的反馈
After that, I received feedback from you.
给我的都是鼓励和安慰。
And it was all encouragement and consolation.
和肯定。
And acknowledgement.
很多时候其实我知道完全我不配的。
Actually, I know a lot of times I'm not worthy.
但是这个会众让我体会到。
But this congregation let me experience.
在爱里他们完全的接纳我。
In love, they accepted me totally.
也信任我。
And trusted me.
我不用担心我讲的不好。
So I didn't have to worry that I...
我即使讲的不好。
Even if I didn't speak well,
他们不会像外面的人，甚至像我的父母亲、我的老师一样，按照我的表现来给我评判。
They wouldn't judge me like other people outside or my parents, or my teachers.
他们不会因为我的表现不好而不再信任、不再接纳我。
They wouldn't say that because of my poor performance, they would not trust me anymore.
在这个会众的爱中
，in this congregation in love,
我就释放了。
I let go.
而且你会看到
And you will see
我今天的讲章居然写得比以前长两倍
And I actually wrote a sermon that is twice as long as usual
辛苦 Mindy 了
No
让我们低头做一个祷告就可以结束了
Okay, let us pray
主啊我们谢谢你
Dear Lord, we give thanks
你真的是了解我们真相的那位主
You understand us totally.
你知道我们的软弱
You know our weaknesses.
你知道我们心里最惧怕的是什么
You know what we fear the most in life.
你愿意将你的光带到我们心中，使我们这些黑影都消散。
And you are willing to bring this light into our lives so that we can get rid of the darkness.
主求你帮助我们听你的话。
Lord, help us to listen to your word.
听你的安慰、鼓励和应许。
To listen to your consolation, your encouragement, and your promises.
不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
只要相信
We just have to believe.
主也求你激动我们每一个人的爱心
Lord, also pray for all our kindness.
让我们彼此在爱心里面能够去除恐惧
So that we can help each other get rid of fear in love.
也激励彼此对你的敬畏
And encourage each other's fear in you.
我们仰望你从天上而来的安慰和能力
We look forward to your encouragement and hope from heaven.
感谢赞美主
We give thanks and praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。